Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Welcome back, baddies. It's Tuesday, also known as Titty Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Tracy Tequila Tuesday.
And we are glad to be back. We missed you guys.
Yeah, we really did.
We have a good show for you this week. We are going to be talking about love languages.
This is my jam, I think.
Dude, I'm real into it, too. I'm not going
to
lie.
Ever since I sent it to Jess, I was like, we have to do this. This is like my, I'm obsessed with this.
So we're going to break down love languages, what they mean, what are they.
I haven't looked at back at a single relationship and not like analysis.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, I can't stop thinking about how love languages would have affected each relationship had I known what they were.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quiz. Alan's going to take the quiz.
Mm-hmm. I took the quiz. You took the quiz.
Yeah. We're going to go over our results. It's going to be a very interesting show, to say the least.
The least. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm thinking about, I want to ask you questions and I don't know if you're ready to talk about it.
Just go ahead. Whatever you have to say, you just spit it right out of that little fresh mouth.
Do you think, or you know your love language.
Mm-hmm. I know them in 2 seconds.
Do you think that your marriage would have been different if
you
both could communicate this?
If he knew my love, I know his. And whoa. I called them because I made him take this test.
You did?
I did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you sent it to me and you're like, take the test, I took it. And then I was like, Corey, can you take the test for me? Because I want to see how different we are. And it was exactly what his were. I knew it was going to come up like that. But I don't think he knows mine.
Yeah.
Which is the problem.
It is a problem, especially because yours, to me, are very obvious.
Yeah. I mean, words of affirmation, physical touch.
Yep.
That's all.
Yeah.
I don't even need the other one. Like, another one that normal couples would say was quality time. I don't even fucking need that. Like, I don't even need it.
Yeah, fuck your face.
No, like... Okay, I feel like I kind of had to explain it because, I don't know how to, physical touch, like, I need the sex, okay, but, like, that's not what I'm talking, like, when you're with me, like, while we're driving, I want you to be touching my hand, holding my hand, kissing my hand, like, when we're together, like, playing with my hair or, like, touching my arm or, like, when we're watching a movie, just feeling
Did
you.
Did he ever provide these things for you?
No, like, yeah, like, he would, like, if we were, like, cuddling on the couch or something, like, he would, like, touch my arm and stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, not really, like, in the car, not really, like, yeah. And those are, like, really specific things, so I can't, unless I say those to somebody, like, they can't always know to do that, but, like, there's just things that I feel like I shouldn't have to tell a guy.
Right.
And then my huge, biggest one is, like, words of affirmation, which mm-hmm. is, tell me I'm beautiful, or tell me that you love me. He always said I love you. That was never a problem, but like
can be tricky because it can get just to be like robotic.
I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't want to like throw him under the bus at the same time because
sure.
he knows this. Like,
yeah.
This is nothing that he would not have heard before.
Yes.
But like, he knows that like I need like compliments mm-hmm. a lot, and like I am an attention whore for compliments,
and also
I never really got them.
You just ever. Had 3 kids. Like, anybody that's just banged out 3 babies needs a little extra TLC.
Yeah, I mean, like, just like
I can't even imagine.
It's weird because like coming from somebody who had boyfriends in the past who were always like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with you, you're so beautiful and blah blah blah, you're so hot, this, and then to like be with somebody who like you can't get that out of, it was extremely frustrating. And I feel like that was the one fight that we've had for 9 years, mm-hmm. And I would always be like, just tell me I'm beautiful. Like if you're like, oh, let's go to dinner and I go get ready, just say it. Mm-hmm. Or just look at me a certain way. Don't kind of like every, I don't know. I just never felt it. And it bothered me, but I was willing to live with it, even though it's like my number two love language. Like I needed it, but I wasn't getting it. And I was just kind of settling for not having it because I was hoping that it would change and it never did.
Well, that's my next question. When do you think, at what point, like how long ago were you like, whoa, this is never going to change and I don't see myself for the next forever?
So after I had Julian, I was not in a good place because of me and him, not the baby, which you would think it was like postpartum depression, but it wasn't. Yeah. It was me and him. We were off and there was a lot that went on and blah, blah, blah. And I would like cry and I'd be like, listen, I need like I need you to be like, good morning, beautiful, or I love you and I miss you through the day. Like you're so beautiful, I can't stop thinking about you. Anything to make me feel like I was important.
Yeah.
And especially after Julian, that was my third kid in 3 years. Like I was just like, there's this stuff I need. Like I don't know. And I always needed it, but like I really needed it then because I felt so insecure then. And I was like, if at any point you were gonna do this, like now is the time to like kind of sweep me off my feet and do that. And it just like, when you grow up and you see how your parents are, you adapt that type of behavior. And his dad was so great. I mean, like, amazing father and husband. But, like, they just aren't very, like, lovey.
Yeah.
And I think he picked that up. Like, Tara is, like, very lovey. She's like, oh, my God, you look beautiful. Blah, blah. She's like that. She got, like, Bonnie's side, I guess, her mom's side.
Yeah.
Which is great because, like, you know, sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't, whatever. But, like, he is more cold. Like, he's just not, like, romantic like that and lovey, and Jean wasn't like that, so it's like you learn that, but it's, sure. And it's not bad because some people don't need that. I do, and that was the problem, but that's not like why we're in this where we are now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, everything you're saying should be taken with a grain of salt. Yeah, there's, I mean, much that is bigger
not, that is not the reason that we're here in this very
no
spot.
But it 100% added to it.
It just bothered me a lot through my whole, like,
you almost think like, you know what, maybe we can get through the other things that are bad if he's doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But it's like when you're getting, when it's just like your world is crumbling around you and you can't even get those like small things that you need. Mm-hmm. Like it's so easy to send. Her
even
love language is the best
it.
One. Yeah, you don't need to mean it.
Don't, if you don't think
she
I'm pretty,
give a
lie
shit.
To me. Tell me I am, even if you don't think I am. It's fine. I just need to hear it.
And like you, of all people, I mean, a lot of women after three kids, after one kid, after no kids, they just, you know, stop wearing makeup, they get comfortable, whatever. I mean, you're always, like, when you're ready to rock, like, you're ready.
I'm kind of always
done up. For him to not be like,
but I think maybe that's why he didn't, maybe that's why, because, like, when some women don't ever do anything and they let themselves go and then all of a sudden they dress up, their man's like, oh, wow, I forgot you existed under there. Maybe because I was always dressed up, it was like he became to expect me to look like that.
But year 10 was like, it's like you have, like it's breathtaking. Like to ignore it is just like insane to me.
I don't know. And I understand. And this is not like a criticism towards him. He just knows that, like.
I just remember you sent me a text, a screenshot, and you were like, can you just like call me beautiful or whatever? And then like.
Oh, and it just doesn't
it just,
happen.
Like, it just like you just literally gate, like, here it is. There's no more like playing or trying to like hint at it. I'm telling you, say something fucking
clear.
Nice. Say something fucking nice. And he was like,
very
okay,
clear.
Bye. Like,
no, I was very clear. I was basically like, I'm a very communicable person. Is that the word? I don't even know what that's word.
Yeah, you're communicable.
Communicable.
Alan,
conversational. I tell you, I don't hide what I want. I'll tell you what I want. What is the word? Am I wrong?
I mean,
you communicate.
I communicate. It's like if I'm like,
she's communicable,
whatever the word is. Fuck it. I just made it up. So whatever. If I'm like, listen, I'm not happy because you're not giving me this. I don't like make you guess that. Like I'll straight up be like, I need this and you're not giving it to me. Like I need it.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty like upfront with everything. And I tell you, this is why I have problems with people because I have no filter. So this is like, I say what I feel and that's it. And if you just can't give it to me and I'm begging you for it, then like there's a problem.
And then I just remember, you know, this has been going on, you know, a lot of people think
this happened because I announced it a month ago, that people are like, oh, they just broke up. No. Me and him have been separated for a year. And there's been problems for like the past 2 years since Julian was born. So I don't want people to be like, oh, she just posted it on Instagram.
I hope they work it out. They've been trying.
We've been actively trying to work it out. It's just not working. And at some point we have to like step away and be like, the kids can't hear us fight and like it's not healthy for them. So we have, and we're honestly better as friends. Like we communicate better. Like we haven't fought in like a month.
It's amazing.
Since I posted it and got it out there, like we, he just recently moved out. So people are picking up on that and everything. But like ever since he hasn't been in the house, like we've been literally able to talk to each other. And it's so refreshing for me. I don't know for him, but like for me it is. And I'll never say the reason why like this all happened. I'm not like that type of person to throw anyone under the bus. You guys are all assuming anyway. You can go assume whatever you guys want. But I'm never going to like crack and be like, he did this and he did this. I'm not going to be that person. So it's honestly irreconcilable differences at this point. Like that's where we're at. Mm-hmm. And we're just better as friends. And we're co-parenting and like we still go to events together as a family. We're just not together and we drive separate. And
I remember it was like 9 months after
Julian was born.
Yeah, you were trying, you'd been trying to like tell him and whatever and
feel better
about
things.
Finally were like, you're just like, you know, I can't do it, whatever. And I'm like, he sent you a good morning, you look beautiful text, and I was like, so come on, bro. Like they always, like he knew the key. That's what fucking pisses
me
off.
That was the problem.
He knew the key. He just, they refuse. Men aren't stupid. They played the fucking dumb. The second he knew he was losing you, it was like, you posted a picture on Instagram, you're gorgeous. Like
I was just like,
hey, too little, too late.
Yeah, sometimes there's just too little, too late. Like you can come around after a while, but then it's like, I just am not there anymore.
Yeah.
So like I said, I feel like and even people who like attack him on Instagram, I'm always like, I defend him on Instagram. I try to like have like a common ground between me and him. Like we posted the divorce
together.
Or the separation together, so that like there was a united front. And I felt like that was important because I want him to know that like I still want to be his friend and like have a relationship and do stuff for the kids and whatever. And I just like want everyone's support. Just please don't like go and like harass him though. Like he's like going through enough with like this whole thing going on. And I feel like just to have the respect for that, like I have the respect for him in that regards. And I want everyone else to kind of do that also, because I don't want this to turn into like a battle. I've seen too many, like everyone's like, well, you put your life out there. I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's why I announced it, because I did put my life out there. And so I'm giving you guys, after a year of me holding that post back, I finally released it with the like okay from my lawyer, because I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do that, but I got the okay and I was like, all right, I'm gonna do it. And it's not about me being like, hey guys, I'm single. It's more like being like, I don't want to put on, I'm so honest with you guys and I'm so upfront with all of you, and I try to like have relationships with all the followers on Instagram, but like I don't want to put up a fake front. And you guys have been picking up on it anyway. You've been like, you know, they're not together. She doesn't post pictures of him anymore. And like, that's true, because I'm not there anymore. So like subconsciously I wasn't doing it because we're not together, but nobody knew that. So we literally have not been, we've been separated for a year now. And there's been, before that it was a year of, I'd say, issues. So
at least,
So I just want everyone to kind of like understand. I said I would explain it and that's what I did. I'm also, in a place where I'm actually learning how to like trust again and like open myself up to like different possible situations that I don't know, like
different dicks.
Did I say that? No.
Richard is right there.
Yeah, don't offend my Richard. No,
Richard,
like,
the dildo.
I am just kind of opening myself up to the possibility of moving
of
on.
Dicks. Okay.
I didn't say that.
I don't know. Watching you go through this the last 2 years has really sucked for me.
Yeah, because you've kept it quiet also.
Well, you know, also too, it's very hard. It's one thing when your girlfriend is in a situation and you want to tell her how you honestly feel, right? Mm-hmm. And I do that all the time. I am that friend, and I that's okay. But when your friend is married and there's children involved, it becomes totally different.
Yeah, like Jessica, like, has said a lot to me that I wasn't able to be. I was like, I get it,
but it
and
took
you're right.
A while for me to get there. It took a long time for me to tell her like what I honestly thought. I always listened. Mm-hmm. I always listened whatever she had to say, but I never really overstepped or crossed the line and said, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And she figured it out on her own. You know, it just, it took time. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, when you're married, I mean, it's going to take time. That's why my blood boils when I see on Instagram, like, people are not it's very passive aggressive to me because they're not overly rude or we can block them. They're like, oh, I loved you as a couple, praying you can work it out. Like you haven't fucking tried.
Yeah, like I'm not the type of person who gets married so that I could pay $35,000 to get out of a divorce. Oh. Like, I don't know. I'm not that type of person who people are like, see, you did it for the show. Like, yeah, I put 9 years of my life to just have one show and then keep it up for another 7 years after that. Like, obviously not. I got into this relationship thinking that it was going to last forever. I think as did he. And then just things happen. And also, this is why people tell you, like, don't have kids to stay together, because they honestly do not help. That they are the greatest blessings and also like the greatest stress. And I think sometimes it pulls you guys away from each other because you end up focusing on the kids and what's important for them. And just that's not even why for us. It was just that's like another reason for people and why you can't assume.
It was a reason though that you, I feel like this process would took longer.
Oh, well, I extended it because of the kids. I kept.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is like.
You do anything to make it work for them.
And I was. I was literally staying around because I was like 101, like, oh, don't stay together for the kids. I was doing the opposite. I was like, I'm literally staying so that they're happy, so that they don't ask me questions like, where's daddy? And I felt bad about that. So I've literally stuck around for way past times that I was happy. And I feel like at some point I have to like just do right for myself. And it's finally my turn to like do something for me because I've never done anything for me.
Well, that's what I was telling Tracy. I'm like, what she didn't understand, like, all she cared about was the kids' happiness, obviously. I get it. You want the kids to be happy. You're so hyper-focused on how they're going to come out of this. But seeing mommy unhappy, seeing mommy and daddy together unhappy, I thought was way worse than, you know, the fake staying together. Like, kids are, dude, your kids especially.
And Skylar's smart. Really smart.
Skylar's too smart. Like, you can't pull that over. Like, she knows.
Yeah.
And I think what you're doing now is, oh my God, they get their weekend. Like, everyone's happy. Everyone's
so
happy.
So we are doing.
And they see
currently.
You happy. They see their mother happy. That's everything. They're little girls. They need to see you happy.
No, I agree. And they're like kind of, we're doing every other weekend right now. We're working through it and like, you know, figuring everything out. And that's where we are now. But, like I said, like they kind of haven't seen us fight, so it's been nice.
Yeah. Yes. And when you do need to fight now, it can be in the privacy.
It could be in a different space.
Yeah, different space.
Yeah, it's just what's working for us right now and how we're figuring it out. I mean, I also don't want, this is why I felt it was really important to kind of address the fact that like, even though you guys know me as newly separated, like I've not been together, because I don't want him to come out with somebody like else and you guys attack her or attack him, or me to find somebody else and for you to attack me or that other guy. Like, we're kind of in a place right now where we're trying to see, like, we haven't been in the dating scene for 9 years.
She's
and
crazy
so like, I, yeah, like that's something we both, me and him, have to relearn. And so I just don't want people attacking him and her, or me and him, or like down the line. There's no one right now. That's not the case. And that's not the reason or the cause or nothing. But
it could happen tomorrow. It could be in 6 months or two years from now. It's going to suck because people are going to have something to say no matter when.
I mean, I could come out with a friggin' boyfriend tomorrow and everyone would attack me. I could come out with a boyfriend in 5 years and people would still be like, he was the reason. Like, no, he wasn't. None of it was. So like, I just feel like it's something like a process that I'm learning to adjust to, and I appreciate everyone's support. I mean, I've gotten a huge like response of feedback that I was not expecting, of like positive.
Who told you?
I was very nervous just because I didn't know. Like, I get attacked every day. So it's like, for me, I was like, I'm already on the defense protecting myself of going through this and then having to deal with all that. But like, thankfully, that's why I'm on here kind of asking you guys, like, don't say anything to him, because nobody knows the reason. Nobody knows what happened. And like, I just want to keep it as civil as possible.
Or we can just follow Tracy and that's it.
We do.
Well, you have to pick sides when you're a friend.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. When your friend gets divorced,
you pick sides.
Oh, no,
you, yes.
Everybody, let's all pick a side.
No. No.
Alan, whose side are you on?
Yeah, Alan.
I'm going to check who you follow. A show.
Yeah. Alan, whoever Alan picks, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Alan's like, whoever pays me, I pick them.
Yeah. Alan's like, well, I got to talk to Corey about the money situation.
I told Tracy, and she was terrified to come out. And I was like, so many people are going to relate to you. There's 50% of marriages end in divorce. You're not. This is not unique. It's not the freaking 40s.
I hated being a statistic. And I was so scared to like admit to like failing.
It's not like that anymore. And it's not failing.
It's so scary. And it's so sad. But like.
Failing would be staying in an unhappy marriage and the kids knowing it. That would be failing.
Yeah.
This is not failing. This is thriving. This is growing. This is growing up and
this is just moving on at this point. Yeah. I have to just move on. And however which way I get to move on, if I take 5 years to myself or if I friggin' find somebody tomorrow, that's my way of moving on. It's just my own process of it, I think.
So after you posted on social media, did you feel a relief, like a weight off your shoulders?
Yeah, I felt like,
because you were hiding it.
Honestly, the morning that I knew I was posting it and I texted Corey, I was like, here, let's post this together, like now. And I got like anxiety butterflies, like almost like when you have a fake ID and you're trying to get into a club and that like nervous feeling in your stomach. I was nervous. And I was like, I don't know how to feel about this and I'm so nervous, but let's just do it. And I did it. And honestly, as soon as I posted it, I was like, wow, I feel like I could breathe. Honestly, I felt like I was drowning in a box and like it was a clear box and everyone can see me drowning, but nobody can hear me screaming. Uh-huh. And it was so sad. And I felt like finally I got like fresh air.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you
it
did.
Was awful. And I hated this past. Like I hated 2019. I stayed home New Year's Eve by myself because I just didn't want to end such a shitty year like celebrating.
Cheering.
And honestly, like 2020 has already been night and day for me.
Do you remember how excited we were 2020. For 2019 too? Because
2018 sucked my dick so bad. I was like, this is terrible. That was my miserable 2019, year. 2019 is my year. And then I'm so like, just worse. Kidding. It is just shit just escalated. Oh my God. And now 2020, I'm finally feeling like a sense of relief and like things are getting done and like I'm okay and like happy.
What
Am
blows
I allowed to
my
say
mind.
Happy?
Yeah, you can be happy. Yeah. What blows my mind about 2019 is like realizing that New Year's of 2019 is when we launched. And I was like, holy shit, it feels like it's been so much
years
longer.
Years ago. Yeah. I felt like we started this years ago.
Yeah.
And it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 year.
I remember talking about the new year, like new us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. New year, new us. Sure.
I left a New Year's Eve party actually early because we were launching at midnight and I had to be ready for us to go.
Wow, that's so crazy.
It was like 10:30 and I was like, all right, good night, everybody.
Bye. He didn't wait for the ball to drop.
Alan did the Irish dip. He was like, I'm out.
Oh, the what is dip.
The what is dip.
I'm happy.
Anyway,
I'm really happy
I just
for
felt
you.
Like I owe it to the baddies for being so supportive of me to just give like not I'll never come out and like give you guys details, unfortunately, because it's nobody's business. But I will just kind of wanted to update you on like, you know, I feel like everyone thinks like this happened yesterday and they're like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe you're going through this. And I'm like, no, I've been going through this. Like, I'm more like over it at this point because it's taken me so long. What?
Don't kill me.
I don't know. I can't guarantee that.
Do you think your age plays a part in this? Because you guys were fucking children.
Yeah.
Your children.
Well, I just think that like I thank God that I did this when I did because I'm 32. I'm done having kids. My kids are growing up. They're going to be in school soon. I can almost still enjoy my 30s. And I'm like, I can't believe that. Like I'm kind of starting over and
but
I'm still haven't
like
hit 40.
But it's a lot for you to take on in your 20s.
Yeah, I mean, getting married, I think, was a lot. And then kids, of course, but I always wanted to have kids young. I knew that because I felt like, to me, I was like, the younger I have them, whether I struggle more, like, the longer I'll have them for because I'm younger and closer to their age. I mean, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow, you never know. But, like, theoretically, like, I'll be alive longer to be with them. And that was my goal. Like, I was like, if I have to struggle having them a little bit younger, at
How
least
How old were you when you met Corey?
23.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I think all the guys I was blowing at 23. Shit was wild.
Head game strong. Look
I'm
at this.
Just saying, I was a different person at 23.
No,
23 were you
we met. Corey was 21. We met.
That's insane.
Yeah, we got married 2 years later.
Like, for
and then
people
we had
that are
kids
from where we're
after
from,
that, 6 months
you know what
that.
I mean? Like, okay, maybe you're listening. You're from the South. That's what you do. It's a natural
no, here,
step in life.
You don't really do that. You're living
no.
with your mom still. Like, yes. She's cooking you Sunday night dinner pasta, and you're still bringing, you're sneaking up a girl that you're fucking, like, up from your bedroom in the basement. That's how it works. here. So like that was a lot for us to be on our own, married. Like there was a lot of responsibility really young. And like I do give him credit for that. I always say like he did this really young and maybe he didn't have time to grow up because he was like, he went from like, oh, my dad does everything for me, I'm still in college, to like, oh, I have a wife and kids. And like, yeah. Wow. Also, I understand that that's a factor, which is why I don't hold anything against him. And hopefully he doesn't hold it against me. But like we just like we grew up together. And I feel like now we can kind of be mature in our 30s. Like he'll be 30 next week.
Like if Skylar came home at 21 years old and was like, I'm getting married, we're having kids, like
I would be like,
you'd
okay.
Shut it down.
I'd be like, have the kids first, don't get married. Divorce is very expensive. I'm the worst influence though, because I'm gonna be like, listen, bitch.
That's like, literally, what
listen
is
up
that?
Here, motherfucker.
15 years from now, like, there's no way.
No, I don't know. Like, it's just divorce is so expensive. divorce costs more than
Tracy
the wedding.
Tracy has become the like.
I am
now.
The divorce.
Yeah, let's get her a fur coat. Oh, divorce is so expensive, darling.
No, this is just a lot, and it's a long process, and like we're hoping that it could kind of be settled by summer. To try to start our like new Ooh. Summer off and have like
I like
a fresh
that hashtag,
summer.
Settled by summer.
Yeah, just so that like he
hashtagging
can
hashtagging
go...
the divorce now.
Jessica said that, not me. Just so we know, this is not a game. Jessica's making this into some weird fucking game. Ooh, settled by summer.
Everyone go on Instagram, hashtag settled by summer.
Damn it, she's the fucking worst. Oh my God. We're just hoping that we can like, if we're going to start and enjoy our 2020 at all, like hopefully like we're in good places by then and everything is done and handled and whatever by then. So that's what we're hoping for. But like I said, like if anything happens anywhere else between me or him or any other parties, like just keep it nice and don't tell him that he upgraded. That was so mean to me.
Oh my God. I hate Pick when people say that.
I'm so scared people are going to be like, oh my God, you upgraded. I'm going to be like, well...
Please.
Anyway.
And nowhere
just
to go
be
when
nice
you're at the
to
top.
All of us. Be nice to four different parties in the potential relationship future.
Or you can hashtag pick a side, just saying. Okay, let's go to a quick commercial break. God. And when we come back, let's talk love languages so
yes,
that,
please.
You know, we can maybe prevent this in Tracy's next love life, her next D.
Jesus Christ.
We got to keep the D alive. We'll be right back, guys.
So I feel like any failed relationship of any kind like needs counseling, whether you're counseling yourselves individually or together. Like there's just you guys always need BetterHelp. I feel like this is something that you go to talk to somebody, you release it, you let it out. BetterHelp is licensed professional counselors who are specializing in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, yes, sleeping, trauma, anger, yes. Family conflicts, yep.
Oh
LGBTQ
God.
Matters, oh grief, God. And self-esteem, oh, of wait. Course. Yeah, so you guys, this is honestly the best thing you could do because when you go and find a counselor or a therapist, sometimes they have to like fit you into their schedule and it doesn't happen immediately. This is something that you're going to get within 24 hours. You're going to get somebody. If you don't like them, you can change them. You could change it 100 different times until you find the right person for you. And everything that you share with them is 100% confidential. There's over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states.
The communication modes is what's really amazing here. You don't have to go to an office, talk to a receptionist.
That's the worst.
Yeah, make awkward phone calls. No, you can text, chat, phone, and video, and communication starts in under 24 hours. And guys, this is available on your desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps, which is awesome.
Financial aid is available for those who do qualify.
Yeah, it's an affordable option for sure. And bad examples with Trey and Jay. Listeners will get 10% off your first month with discount code.
Bad examples.
Ooh, unique.
Shocking.
Unique. Why not get started today? Go to BetterHelp.com/bad examples. You're going to fill out a questionnaire. They're going to help you assess exactly what you need so they can match you with a counselor that you love. That's BetterHelp.com/bad examples.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what's better than pizza?
Nothing. Just kidding. Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. Pizza and Best Fiends, okay?
We're obsessed. We play this all the time.
So Best Fiend is a mobile app game that you can play anywhere with or without internet. And it's a game that it challenges your thinking. I think that's why I like it. It's not just
I like the characters.
Brainless. Oh, you like the cute little characters?
I think they're cute, yeah.
Me too. And you collect characters. It's more than, you know, a mindless game.
You guys, there's so many unique and exciting puzzle experiences unlike any other puzzle games out there. Best Fiends updates their game monthly with new levels, new events, and it never gets old because they change it up all the time. You never know what you're going to get. Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players. It does not require any internet to play, which is great because it's great for traveling. You can play it anywhere, a plane, a subway, no reception, all reception, mm-hmm. doesn't matter.
And there's thousands of levels already and new levels added daily and new events, and there's theme challenges. So, you know, for Valentine's Day or Christmas, mm-hmm. there's always, oh, what's coming up? St. Patrick's Day? Mm-hmm. I bet your bottom dollar that these little best
fiends
right, will
there
be great.
Is. Over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews. There's so many people playing. To go download Best Fiends. It's free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
It's hours of fun right at your fingertips. Wow, chills. It's so true. And you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends free where?
On the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the
R.
Best Fiends.
Best Fiends. Let's talk about endurance. And I'm not talking about
sexual endurance?
Yeah.
Why did I know that's where you were going?
Okay, so Endurance Warranty. Endurance is a direct provider of vehicle protection plans that save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repair.
Okay, so what happened to me not too long ago? We were recording here. I had my car parked outside, and it fucking died. You know what I would have needed real quick? Endurance.
Endurance.
Instead of me stressing out, it would have been fixed a lot easier.
Well, that was a real fun episode to record when
yeah,
we
because
were
I was stressed the fuck out trying to figure out how I was getting home. I thought I had to sleep at the studio.
So Endurance Vehicle Protection Plans shield drivers from high cost of auto repairs. Okay, so this is how you save with Endurance. So Endurance pays a mechanic directly for parts and labor and mm-hmm. cuts out the middleman.
For a limited time, Endurance Elite membership is included with every vehicle protection plan. This plan includes 24/7 roadside assistance. Hi,
what?
That's me. That would have been me. That would have been very convenient for me to have a personal concierge.
What?
Yep. Key fob replacement and tire repair. So basically everything Whoa. That I need on a daily week for me, I could have gotten from Endurance.
All I want is a personal concierge. Can I just get one of those?
Yeah, that sounds fucking brilliant.
Wow. Endurance Elite also includes ID theft repair and replacement, repair loans without an application, and $250 in discounts at select merchants.
Endurance plus insurance equals total protection.
Whoa.
That is the best slogan I've ever heard. You guys, you're going to go to endurancenow.com/bad examples for you guys. You're getting $300 off for our listeners. That's major. $300.
Holy crap. What's the promo code?
endurancenow.com/bad examples. You guys, for more information about Endurance Vehicle Protection Plans, you could go to endurancewarranty.com. We all want to keep our bodies healthy, right? In the long run, it's very important. But yeah. a lot of times we don't know what we're doing. And we, you know, we eat a freaking kale salad and we're like, I better lose 5 pounds. Like, that's not really how it works.
Oh, my God. I eat one salad and I'm like, I'm yeah. good.
You guys, Rituals Essentials have nutrients most of us don't even get enough from our food. There's no shady additives or ingredients that can do more harm to your body than good. 2 easy-to-take capsules provide 9 nutrients that you need to support a strong foundation for your health. And it's $1 a day.
What? Word?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No strings attached. You get delivery each month, nutrients that your body needs, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergy-free
vegan?
Ingredients, sugar-free, vegan-friendly.
From D3 to omega-3, Rituals Essential Vitamins for women fill in the gaps in a women's diet. Oh, God, there's so many gaps. There's no nausea capsules designed on... Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say, too. These capsules, they're so pretty. It looks like there's like gold nuggets inside.
Oh, hello.
And they just slide right down your little throat into your belly. Mm. And they taste good. There's no fishy, weird aftertaste.
Yeah, that's the worst part. Is like
the worst.
Yeah. Better health doesn't happen overnight. But right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. So fill in the gaps in your diet with an essential for women's, a small step that helps support a healthy body foundation for your body. You're going to go to ritual.com/bad examples to start your ritual today.
That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/bad examples. So I hope we didn't confuse anybody because we kind of like jumped right into it. But so what a love language is, there's this cool smartass dude, Dr. Gary Chapman, mm-hmm. and he released a popular book about relationships and love called The 5 Love Languages. probably about 10 years ago. So what is a love language? It helps us
perceive love.
Yeah, it helps us understand relationships, okay? And it helps us understand what it takes for a person to feel love. And
so basically each person has like their way that they want to be loved. And until you express how you want to be loved, some people could, like some guy could come in and be like, oh, I'm going to give her lots of gifts and hang out with her. And that's not my version of love. My version of love is like, touch me and tell me I'm beautiful and then we're happy.
So after many years of counseling couples in crisis, Chapman said that it was very apparent to him that what makes one person feel loved isn't always the same for their spouse or partner. Mm-hmm. Kind of what you talked about,
which
Tracy.
Is why things fail.
Right.
Because you're giving them the wrong type of love that they don't want.
So he created these five love languages. And even though there's going to be one that's going to be your top, the other four are still just as important, and mm-hmm. they're also ways to express love for each other.
Yeah.
And according to Chapman, taking the time to learn and really understand your partner's primary love language, which is often different from your own, you can improve communication and strengthen your bond. And I thought this was so interesting that he said that couples and relationships rarely share the same love language.
What?
Yeah. So what's cool about love languages is that it kind of takes the guesswork out of your partner's expectations and their needs and their wants. And what's really cool about love languages is that it's not just for people in relationships. You can use this technique to improve how you talk with anybody. So it could be used in your office, for your family, for your children. If you're having problem communicating with your kids,
yeah,
find out their love language, like what makes them tick. Understanding how we give and receive love can show people that we care about them and that they're loved and appreciated. And it's so important. So I want to talk about each of the five, what they are. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about our love languages.
So we'll say what we got when yes. we took the quiz.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then after the show, guys, then I want you to go and do your own and take the quiz at the number five, lovelanguages.com. It's literally a 10-minute quiz.
Yeah.
And share your results with us on social media.
And make your partner or significant other take it too, so you know what their love language is. That's mm-hmm. the whole point of this episode, is like to spread awareness of finding out like how you're not loving your partner, right?
Mm-hmm. Ellen, can you take it while we
talk
about the five? All right, so there's five love languages. Let's start with the first, which is words of affirmation.
This is huge for me.
So this is spoken praise and appreciation. Some examples of words of affirmation are, hey, you look really nice today.
Ding, ding, ding.
The dress looks incredible on you.
Ding, ding, ding.
You always make me laugh. Mm. You don't like that?
No, I don't need you to tell me that. Just laugh. But like, you're so funny.
That's not
I
a word
you.
Of affirmation then, Tracy.
No, that's not.
It has to be a spoken word.
I don't have to have every single one of them.
I love your hair today.
Yep.
Oh, geez. They're verbal compliments.
Just compliments all
and
the time.
What Tracy said before, it doesn't have to be complicated. The shortest and simplest phrases can be acceptable.
Yeah.
They don't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. I love looking at
yes.
you. It could just be
like
what's
how may
up,
I
beautiful?
Count the ways?
Yeah. Like- what's up, beautiful? Like, just to know that, like, yes. one, he's thinking of you. He gives a shit to ask how you are. And two, that he's, like, reassuring you, like, this is how I feel about you. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. Two words. So easy.
Words of affirmation can also include things like, thank you. That was nice of you. I appreciate what you did.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yes. It's spoken. That's the key word here is spoken praise and appreciation. Yes. And also in the same breath, people who are number one with words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. Me.
Insults can be very upsetting to these people.
Yeah.
So, you know, if your partner needs to hear these things, and not only you're not saying them, but you're doing the opposite,
making them
you are
feel
damaging
worse.
Your relationship. Yes. And I don't think any of them are simple. I think they're more complicated than we like make them out to be. But
I mean, there could be people to have different versions of what words of affirmation are, but I think it's all the same thing. It's basically communicate how you feel about me in a positive way. Make me feel good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do...
What's next?
Let's talk about acts of service. So this is literally actions speak louder than words, right? Mm-hmm. So an example of acts of service is anything that, you know, eases the burden of your partner's responsibility. So vacuuming the floors, going grocery shopping.
Unloading the dishwasher.
Yeah. Walking the dog. Oh, my God. Walk the dog. That's all I care about. I do not want to walk the dog. I love the dog. I don't want to walk it.
I just want to watch it sit there and be cute.
I want to pet it. I want to rub it.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to walk it.
I don't want to walk it. Just walk the dog. But it's doing something helpful or kind for your partner. Think about, you know, you just had a baby. The baby wakes up in the middle of the night. People whose love language is acts of service is
like,
let your wife sleep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was Jessica's number two.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That was a good one, though, because now Denny knows, like, when you have the baby, like, if he steps up in ways up. Like that, yeah, do your fucking part. Don't just jizz and gut and dash. Like, now jizz I'm pregnant, dash. Bitch. Jizz Help me out. Make a bottle for me. Help grab diapers.
And I think something very important for those that have active service as their love language, they need to be done with positivity. So, like, let's say you find out your partner's
it's not like, great, I guess I'll go fucking get diapers now. It's like, honey, I'm going to go get the diapers so you have one less thing to stress about.
Yes, they can't be acts done out of obligation.
Yeah.
Or with like a negative tone. Then it cancels it out.
No, then it doesn't work.
Then it doesn't work.
Like me, acts of service is way low on my list because I'm self-sufficient and I want to just, I'd rather just do it myself. Like the shit like that, I'll just do my own.
So, you know, if... Again, you know, if your love language, act of service, your husband's like, oh, I heard things act of service. I'm going to empty the dishwasher. If he's crying about it the whole time or bitching or doing like a half-assed job because he doesn't want to be doing it, forget it.
That's why men pretend that they don't know how to fold laundry because they don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's going to cancel out whatever nice thing you're doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't do acts of service without actually like genuinely being like, wow, I'm doing something nice for someone I love.
And then I know she's going to appreciate it, which is then words of affirmation. Thank you so much for doing that for me. I really, really appreciated that.
Whoa, that's how you hit each other up.
Yeah, that's how you hit it.
All right, so receiving gifts.
Zero. That was one. So low. That was my least.
So this love language isn't necessarily materialistic. It could just mean something that's meaningful or thoughtful that makes your partner feel loved or appreciated. So maybe on the way home from work, he picks up a pint of your favorite ice cream. Yes, maybe he surprises you, sends flowers to your work. Mm-hmm. Little things like that can make a really big impact for people whose love language is receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be Louis
like
Vuitton.
Diamond rings. Let's
it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to turn it down.
They're not turning it down.
But that's not what they
need.
But
it doesn't need to be expensive or elaborate. With receiving gifts, it's actually the thought that counts.
I think even like just writing a note, like a handwritten note is
so big. A homemade card, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's little things that mean a lot to the person whose primary love language is receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. And you know, throughout history, it's funny, and it's a universal thing. It's everywhere.
That's why this is blowing my mind that I didn't know about this for so long. It seems like so fucking obvious. Like, how do we not all like receive love differently and no one's thinking about that? Like, it blows my fucking mind. Of course it is.
It's very true. It's very true. And again, like receiving gifts, people who need this and they're not getting it because their partners don't think it's important
because they're
for
like
them.
Do I need to buy her gifts all the time? No. Meanwhile, the girl's like, I need gifts to feel happy, and you're not doing it and you're not buying her anything. She's gonna be like, he doesn't love me.
Quality time.
This is so self-explanatory. Just lay with the person, spend time with them, watch movies, choose them over the boys.
Whoa.
Choose them over your girls. Choose them instead of falling asleep.
Yes. Engaging in any activity together, something that you hopefully both enjoy. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing too. Like, don't be like, okay, her love language is quality time. Let me do something that I'm miserable at. No, have fun. Put your phone away, you know, watch Netflix, eat a plate of nachos and be together. Pay attention to each other. Give her your undivided attention. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, if your partner's always yelling at you for being on your phone.
Mm. Pretty sure that's going to piss them off every time you do
it. Yes. I mean, people whose love language is quality time, and even though you might be in the same room, if you're not there mentally, it's not going to matter. Here are some other things that you can do for people who need quality time. So you can prepare dinner together. You can even have sex. Quality time.
Ultimate quality time.
Yeah, it's the ultimate quality time. But in the same breath, these people are very sensitive. So anytime you cancel a date, don't answer your phone. Anytime that you aren't present when you're together, it can be very hurtful for them.
Yeah.
So the thing with love languages is once you figure it out, great. But make sure you're not doing the opposite of them.
Like, especially since you have the blueprints to how easy it is, like, make sure you're taking advantage of knowing this information.
Blue motherfucking prints. Mm. These are blueprints. That's literally what it is. The last one is physical touch. So this one is like, hello.
This is mine.
Hello.
This is mine.
You know, and physical touch has been a power of communication. I mean, it's forever. It's why when a baby cries, we pick them up, right?
Yeah.
We show them that we love them by
touching,
holding them, warmth, right? Put them against our chest.
Mm-hmm.
And an infant understands that meaning before
a lot more than a man does sometimes.
Before they're even, you know, able to talk, they get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, yes, everything's before a man.
I mean, like if we're laying down and we're watching a show together and you're not like touching my arm or like playing with my hand or like something and I'm not like rubbing your hair or like, you know what I mean? Just like something like touch, like to show that like I love you. I feel like that's like so major, and if mm-hmm. that's something that you need, like it's so easy to do. It takes all the awkward out of everything. You don't have to talk, you don't have to say anything, just to like just rub your hand on somebody and touch them. It's like it does so much for that person.
Some of the examples of physical touch which I thought were interesting, because right away you think, oh, am I supposed to be like hugging and squeezing this person 24 hours a day? No. So even as you're walking past, you want to put your hand on their shoulder. You want to touch their knees as they're touch their leg as they're driving.
That's
holding
huge
hands.
For me.
Yeah, you know, a kiss, an embrace, obviously sexual intercourse.
Major.
All these things are physical touch, but it doesn't always have to come to that. It could be the slightest, like Tracy's, like I love her examples of it because they're so, they take seconds.
Yeah, like for like when you're driving in the car, for you to reach, you guys have your both your hands like so close to each other anyway. Mm-hmm. For you to just reach over and put your hand on top of somebody else's hand, they feel like the warmth of your hand, and like it's an instant connection. Whether you guys make eye contact or not, it's just you driving together, and like touching is so important. And like that's something that's so major. Like I don't understand how, like if I'm doing it to you, that means I want it back.
And they say that physical touch can be the most effective of the love languages because it calms, it heals, it reassures.
And
it makes
sense.
If someone's touching you and being physical with you, you're going to feel loved. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, talking about the absence of these love languages mm-hmm. can make a person, especially with physical touch, feel alone, feel isolated in a relationship.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, physical touch is your partner's primary love language, they will feel very, very unloved without physical contact. It's just
imagine
it is what
not,
it is.
Not being touched and then not feet and then not hearing how
and,
like,
and all the gifts in the world won't change.
No,
that.
Nothing will
so
change.
So it's
that.
Not like you're in this like abusive relationship. Oh, he's not touching me, loving me. No, he could still be treating you fucking lovely and buying you Gucci bags.
It doesn't matter.
And that's why love languages is wild to me, because mm-hmm. it makes so much sense.
It's so obvious, and it's weird that like I've never thought of this. Even somebody being married, like I'm like, how could I never even think of like, oh, potentially he could feel love different than I do. Like mm-hmm. of course, like but like of course I don't. You know that about a person. Like you're like, oh, I know what he likes to do and how he is. But at the same time, you're like, you need to know the details. Like make them take this test, because something you thought was like more that he would like, it's less, and you're just doing it and you're wasting your time.
Dr. Chapman, according to the quiz on his website, did like percentages of mm-hmm.
what comes back.
Yeah, like what everybody really needs.
I'm going to take a guess.
You want to guess? Okay, go.
Physical touch and quality time.
Quality time came in at number 2 at 20%.
Acts of service?
That's number 3.
So words of affirmation?
Number 1, yeah.
That's mine.
Yep.
I get it.
Number 1, words of affirmation, followed by quality time, mm-hmm. followed by acts of service, followed by physical touch.
Then physical touch. Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And
see,
last
that blows
but not
my
least,
mind.
Receiving
That's my,
gifts.
Like, almost number one.
Yeah. Let's talk about yours.
Okay. I got 11 words of affirmation.
And again, just to reiterate, guys, you, of course, you're number one. What was your number one?
My number one was words of affirmation.
Okay. So as that is obviously number one, most important, but does not mean the other four are not important. You
no.
want to look. Her second thing was not that
physical
far
touch.
Away.
It
yeah.
was 9.
Yeah, they were very close together. So both of those things I would consider really important. So
then I had quality time at 6, mm-hmm. acts of service at 3, and receiving gifts at 1. And I
wow.
even remember the question that it was like, if he did something to think of you. It wasn't a physical gift. It was still not saying you're giving
yeah.
me something. It was more saying that he thought of you. And then I was like, okay, yeah, I'll pick that one.
I do think the ones, I really think that your two are the simplest.
They are, because
words.
I'm so fucking simple. Just literally touch me when you're with me and tell me I'm pretty when you're not. It's so fucking simple. I'm such an easy human being to please.
Yeah, no,
I don't want
I agree.
You to buy me shit. I want you to fucking nonstop touch me when you see me, like you can't get enough of me. And then I want you to tell me how beautiful because you can't stop looking at me. Those are the only two things. And if you can't do them, fucking look it up and figure out how because pretend. Because, like, I don't get it. I'm so easy.
What was Corey's number one? Do you remember?
Yeah, his was quality time.
Wow. Isn't that so interesting?
His was quality time and then physical touch.
Interesting.
And then it was acts of service, then words of affirmation, then receiving gifts.
You know, it's funny. You're like, how can I do, we do all these things to make everybody happy. But it's literally what a relationship is. It's give and take.
But also what you said before blew my mind. You were like, people who get the same things are not good together. I feel like they would be.
No, it's not that they're not good together. It's rare. Dr. Chapman says, in relationships, couple rarely have the same love language.
Okay. And what happens if you were to get the same exact, don't you think that that would be something that's like a huge, like, wow, like this person wants exactly, number wise, exactly what I want.
I feel
and
like
it seems so simple. The relationship would seem so simple.
It should
you're like,
be. It sounds on paper. It should be like, okay, we both love physical touch. Let's just fuck all day. Like,
right.
How hard can this be?
Right. No, it's like if you get words of affirmation and physical touch is your top two, and I got that too. Like, I feel like that would be like, wow, like we both know what
like
we both
what you're
need.
Saying is Dr. Chapman is missing something because he should be matching people who have the same love
yes.
language.
Like, why is he not being like a friggin' matchmaker? If you see two people who have the same exact love language, they could hit it off in 2 seconds because they're like, that person knows exactly what you want and how to give that to you because that's exactly what they want.
It's true.
It seems
true.
So fucking simple to me. It's like written in the stars fucking simple.
But in the same breath, like maybe, I don't know, like as much as you love receiving compliments, do you like enjoy?
I
like,
love giving them
too.
Okay. Yeah. And I give them all the time.
Okay. I'm so awkward with that shit.
No, I'm like, wow. I was like, good shirt. Love that shirt. Oh, you wore those boots? Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, maybe I don't know. That's a really great question. I don't know the answer to that. It's interesting to me that couples rarely have the same one. I don't know. You know, but if anything, it shows why relationships are hard.
I need to hit up Dr. Chapman, though, and ask if it's a good sign or a bad sign if somebody has the same.
Do you know what I mean? Like, relationships are not easy.
No.
This is why.
Well, this is because they're fucking complicated. And to figure out somebody, especially somebody who doesn't communicate with you, yeah. That's why this is so fucking important to take this quiz. It's because, like if they're not telling you, like, oh, I need this, how are you supposed to know that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person who's like, this is exactly what I need. I need you to want me. I need you to crave me and like miss me. And then I need you to like when you're with me, like show me all of that. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Like it's so simple to me. Physical touch is like the most obvious thing in a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
So at 9, I had quality time, which to me is just like hanging out on the couch and watching TV. And that's just my shit. I just will do that till I die. It just makes me happy.
I know.
Right underneath though at 8, which is why I think it's important that like that you don't just look at your top one because these are were separated by one number, which was acts of service. So this is interesting for me because I don't think I knew the importance of this until I had it. So Denny was the first guy that in our like home life made it very easy. Like he made
it wasn't a chore to do things. He kind of just did them.
You don't realize until you don't have to do these things for a grown-up man how nice it is. Like, even if I straighten up my vanity, he'll notice that and clean up, like, his side of the room. I never have to, like...
Wow, that's so cute. Oh, my God, she did it. I should do it, too.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I don't have to tell him. There's nothing worse than being a nag. So, for me, again, and I thought it was interesting because I'm like, I would never think acts of service in my, like, in my childhood. But in my, you know, my youth, I never thought that would be important to me. But... You know, as someone who I see the things he does and I go, wow, like I'm so tired from work or we just recorded 10 hours of the show and I get home and like he'll do stuff like I don't know. It's just nice. It takes a lot off my plate and I'm looking forward to that when there's a baby around that I'm not going to be taking on.
He's obviously going to be a hands on dad.
That's oh, my God. I had someone say to me the other day, like, are you afraid like he's not going to? And I'm like, do you know Denny? Like,
no.
He's going to be more hands on than I am.
Are you kidding?
Like,
he's going to be washing those clothes 2, 3, 4 times before they even get into the closet. This kid is so OCD. I love it. And it's so amazing.
Like,
also,
the
way this kid
dog's ass.
Folds clothes on another level of perfection. I've never seen a man fold clothes like this before. This kid will be taken care of.
And I truly cannot imagine if your love language is act of service and your significant other is a piece of shit in the house, how much it must affect your relationship. It must be horrible.
You must feel
every
like
day
you're
your
doing
blood
everything.
Just must boil. Yes. And I've seen those in our inbox of just women who feel totally alone because their significant other doesn't want to lift a hand to help them.
And then they expect like dinner ready and the kids fed and bathed and then like quiet time and then sex. And they're like, how the fuck am I supposed to do all that?
You're like, I'm sorry. Is this 1920?
Yeah.
And was my skirt past my knees?
Yeah.
The next one I had was physical touch at 7. And then words of affirmation. And then the last thing was receiving gifts, which I was a little disappointed. I thought that much would be a little higher. But.
So what we're saying is that me and Jessica are complete opposite in relationship. Complete opposite, because her top two are my bottom two.
Mm-hmm.
And mine are the opposite. The only thing we have in common is receiving gifts is so low.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised taking it. I was like, oh. Interesting. It's spot on. When I look at it, I'm like, Jessica, Dr. Chapman's a genius.
Jessica's texting and she was like, take the quiz. And I was like, before I took it, I was like, I know what my top two are. It's words of affirmation and physical touch. She goes, shut up and take it. I was like, okay. So I took it and I sent it back to her and I circled the top two and I wrote, what did I tell you?
She's a girl who knows what she wants.
Because I fucking know me. I know how easy I am to get along with in those situations if you just do the very minimal that I'm asking you to do.
Did you take it, Alan?
I did.
What did you get, Alan?
Do you want to guess? Wait, I'm going to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Alan's number one thing.
I think it's quality time and physical touch. But what do you think?
Words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service. All right, I think quality time followed by physical touch.
That's what I said, yeah.
Followed by...
Acts of service. Words of affirmation, gifts.
Yeah.
So I'm going to list my numbers first, okay, just to okay. show like okay. how close it is.
Okay.
So my first one is 10.
That's high.
Whoa.
My second is 9.
Yeah.
Wow.
My third is 9.
Whoa.
And then 3 and 0.
Wow. So 1 means nothing to you. You no gifts.
He likes
right.
gifts. No.
No.
Gifts no. are like
gifts are
nothing
zero.
To me.
Me too. Wow. Same.
So my top one is words of affirmation.
Whoa, wow. Baddie Daddy. Look at that dick. Look at that hammer.
So like I can say like myself growing up, I've never been like someone that's like super confident. And yeah, so
nobody has at one point.
Being able to like be somewhere and someone telling me like I don't like knowing it's coming. I don't like hearing things when I know what's going to happen. But when it's unexpected, like it means the world to me. Because it feels more genuine.
Mm-hmm.
The second is acts of service.
Wow, I was way off.
And that one's like, honestly, like I'm always so busy. I'm always doing so many things with freelance life that like coming home knowing I have one less thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The third is quality time. And so like right there, it's 10, 9, and 9.
Yeah. But I would say you had top three because those are tied.
Yeah. That's a tie. And then it's physical touch and then receiving gifts.
Wow. And physical touch was 3. He said that's so low. And my physical touch was 11.
It's weird because like, it's not that I don't like physical touch. It's more so that like, I don't need that to feel close to someone.
Oh my God, I do.
It, to me, it's a separate thing. It's like, this is sex. This is us being intimate. And then this is love.
Right.
Well, you're like me. You separate sex and love.
Oh, I also don't like to be hugged.
The sex and love argument.
It's me and Alan both are the same.
I'll say Rachel's the only person that I regularly like hug. I don't like anyone else to hug me or anything.
Jessica
else.
Can't take a
like,
hug.
For
I don't
most
think
of
I've
the time, it's like
life.
You have to ask me permission.
Yeah.
Jessica like looks at you funny when she sees you approaching. She's like, what are we doing here?
My college roommate is such a physical touch person.
Ooh.
And like would come home and be like, I'm going to cuddle you. And I'd be like, no, the fuck you're not. And he'd like lay down on top of me and be like, I'm going to cuddle you.
Oh, my God.
It's cuddle
like,
time, rape, bitch.
Rape whistle. College rape whistle.
Oh, my God.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
And, yeah, I've never cared about gifts. Like,
never.
I would much rather have that time with you than you give me something. I'm also that kind of person with money where I'm like, man, that could have paid a bill.
Yeah, you and Tracy, first of all, I'm shocked this was this low on my thing. I guess other things were just more important.
Me and Alan are
but
the same.
But I do like me a gift. I mean...
Well, you like Valentine's Day, so obviously you like you a gift. She's like, my birthday
gift.
And Valentine's Day.
Okay, like Denny coming home with food, like yesterday, Chipotle, best gift you could ask for. That goes right up to the top of my list.
See, I think
Isn't
that's an
that,
act of service.
I was going to say it's an act of service because it's you not having to cook and him coming home with food.
Yeah,
it's
like the new white queso.
Yeah.
The way I see a gift is it's something that you don't need.
Yeah.
If it's something you need, it falls under act of service.
I agree.
Oh, okay. So maybe that explains it.
Yeah, that's why. Because him bringing food is not like, look at this gift I'm providing you, Jessica. It's, babe, you don't have to cook.
I mean, let's be real. Jessica's top one is 12, give me food.
It's cheese.
And then
the top one is cheese, no matter what category it falls
in.
Cheese and language is queso. Oh, my God. I thought this was very, very helpful. You know what? Because some people don't even understand themselves. Alan, were you surprised by your thing or you kind of knew?
I knew that words of affirmation was going to be my top one. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure what was going to be like right under because I'm also the kind of person, like quality time honestly kind of surprised me because for me, it's like I understand being busy and just when we have the chance to hang out, it's great. Mm-hmm. But I was surprised that it was like such a high number.
Yeah, that's a high number.
And now, like when Rachel gets home, I'm going to be like, yo, take this. Because coming into this, I'd have been like, this is what hers were. But now I'm like,
no,
oh,
now
shit.
You don't know.
Oh, I want to know.
Can I have a little shout out moment really quick? Okay. As much as I just preached about how much I hate gifts, can I just say the cutest thing ever? Tracy, your New Jersey baddies send their love and support. Please keep doing your thing and being you. You are awesome for everything with, I guess, my post that I sent out about the divorce and everything. Love your New Jersey baddies Facebook chat. Like, how amazing. They sent us this huge bucket of popcorn to make my thighs fatter, some chocolate, sea chocolate caramel nuts. Like, just it's the sweetest thing ever. Like, leave it to Jessica.
God. It was a full basket. Like, there's cheese in the fridge for you, too.
It was so sweet.
There's what? In the what?
Hold on. Jessica didn't know there were cheese in here?
I've been eating popcorn. There's cheese in the fridge.
What are we going to... You can just eat... No, actually, I was going to say you're going to eat a block of cheese, but yeah, you're going to fucking eat a block of cheese.
The answer to that is
yes. She'd
eat
it like an apple. Bite right into it. I just wanted to say thank you so much. That was not only like one words of affirmation telling me that I'm loved and supported, but gifts and act of service for helping me not have to go out and buy my own snacks. So thank you so much to them. That was so, so sweet. I can't believe you guys did that.
And just to like be clear, just so you guys know what this is. So we have Club Baddie on Facebook, which is awesome. And then the baddies have a group chat
that we did not do. They did this on their own.
I had no idea. When I saw that, I was like, oh shit, there's a separate
that we don't even know about.
Yes, and if you want to get in that, you have to be in Club Baddie, and they kind of have to, like...
They weed
they
you
don't
out.
Let, yeah, they don't let anybody... Not that they're going to be like, you're not allowed in, but they, like, make sure that you listen to the show.
No, they're not like, you can't sit with us,
and
but they're like...
They're very good friends. Like,
do you like
gray
sweatpants is one of the questions.
If someone's like, yeah, black, they're like, you're out.
No, you're out. It's gray. The answer is gray.
Yeah, we don't see shit with those black pants.
No, but you guys join all of our groups because you could see how cute and sweet everybody is. Everyone actually became friends. They actually are hanging out and tagging us in photos of big group parties, of baddie parties that they're going to on their own, going to get drinks with girls that they've met on the Club Baddie and Instagram baddies and like everything. It's crazy. I'm so blown away by like the camaraderie that we've like kind of started. And now I feel like
this was very nice of you guys. And I'm so excited to be there.
And Prego Jess is like loving the popcorn.
I can't believe there's cheese. You're hiding cheese from me.
Yeah, we're going to get it for you after this. Don't worry.
Tracy, thanks for telling us a little bit more about where you're at headspace-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not easy to talk about. I'm looking forward to prying more out of you.
I mean, down the road as things
it's
happen.
It's very new still. I don't care if it's been like 2 years out of a marriage is new.
No, 2 years. I mean, I've been mentally exhausted for 2 years and like hurt and not happy for 2 years, but I just recently the last year have been in a separation and in the last month talked about it, so it's really fucking new for me. I don't know the words to say and not say. However, I don't want to leave people in the dark. As you can imagine, I'm still very close with his whole family. His sister is like one of my still very close friends. Both of his sisters, one of them like always is at my house with my kids, and I try to keep like that form of communication and that line of love out there, but like at the same time, like we are officially not together, and I just want everyone to just understand that and just like support both of us in the decision that we chose.
Tracy's love language is leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's my number one, really. That was 30.
We love you guys. Take the quiz. Let us know. Keep us updated on social media. And we will see you when, Tracy?
Next Tuesday, bitch.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Thank you guys for supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/bad examples. Tell you a little bit about it. It's a website. You guys can really support the show. And there's different rewards and different tiers. For this tier, we are shouting you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for supporting us. And and bad examples. And this monthly love really helps keep the show going.
And I just feel like you guys get excited to hear like your names at the end of it and like something that shows that we appreciate you, especially starting with Amanda St. Clair, which I'm officially going to change my last name to St. Clair
because
that's
fancy.
So fabulous. Yeah. I need to be Tracy St. Clair right away.
It's good. I feel
like a desperate housewife.
We got Jordan Henry here, which, by the way, I love the name Jordan. Always
adorable. We have Angelica Page. That sounds like a celebrity.
Do you give Tracy the easy names today? I'm just wondering.
No, because I have the best one coming up soon.
I have Catherine Bolar.
Maybe.
Yeah. She's a bowler. Bolar.
Oh, okay. Baller. Baller.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm trying.
I have Becky Chulake.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's our favorite. Still, we have no idea how to pronounce your name. Becky Chulake, show yourself. We need to know who you are.
Show yourself. Oh, my God. All right. So this next one, I cannot believe I have because this is one of my good friends, and I do not know how to pronounce her last name.
Shut up.
Katie. It's A-L-Y-S.
Elise.
Elise.
A-L-Y-S.
It starts...
Ellis.
Katie Ellis.
Ellis? Let's just keep guessing.
Alls?
Katie Alls?
A-L-Y-S.
Yes, sure. Shout out to all four of those people. Maybe.
Katie. What is your last name? I love you.
I cannot believe that you don't know this friend's last name, you psychotic bitch. Gabrielle Patton. Fabulous. I love the name Gabrielle. It's always been one of my favorites.
Kristen Danielle. Oh, beautiful. Perfect name.
It's easy peasy.
Two first names.
Lemon squeezy.
Done.
Mary Ellen Agra. This is very fabulous. Oh. Very, very fancy with the three names.
Stephanie Chavez. Holler out to you again. I remember you, girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From last time. That's right. And I have Nicole Gilson, which is so thank you so much for having an easy to pronounce name so we don't look like fucking assholes as we
You mean
attempt...
like I'm about to right
oh,
now?
Oh, here we go.
Victoria Placopitis?
Placolatis? Placolatis?
Placopitis?
Give me this shit.
It seems Greek, so I think it's Placopitis.
Hip-hop anonymous? Platypus. Placopitis.
Planopenis?
No, you fucking psycho.
Victoria Planopenis.
Placopitis. She's Greek. Faux show. Like my family. Oh.
And we have one more who it just goes by Tess.
Tess.
Whoa, like
she's
Madonna.
My favorite.
Tess.
Just one name. Listen, if you guys are Patreon, maybe just give us your middle name so we don't violate and fuck up your whole name.
I love our Patreon VIPs.
I love you guys so much.
And
thank
I'm so
you for
sorry,
having
Katie.
The best names.
Sorry, Katie.
Sorry, I'm your friend and I don't know your name.
Katie Allies. Katie Alls. Katie Alls.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.